and welcome to the Soul Business Success podcast show, Soul Aligned Strategies for Growing Sacred Soul Business Success. I'm your host, Kelly Vikings, known as the Divine Business Mentor. I believe the only way to successfully grow an online business is to merge soul, strategy, and spirituality. And this is a weekly podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs. It's for online business owners, coaches, creatives, and consultants. You will know that there is a better way. You're ready to experience soul-aligned success. And I'm here to show you how. And welcome back. Hello. Lovely to see you here again. Fancy seeing you here on my show. Only joking. So today is going to be all about high vibes, high energy, and all things really that I feel are very essential to helping you discover who you are at soul level. So to really help you on your soul journey. So I'm going to be talking to you about human design, energy, ascension, all of those things. And for you to really see whether it's like the latest kind of craze or, I don't know, sometimes, you know, you see these things, don't you, in the online world or the entrepreneurial space, or whether there is actually any substance or truth to it. So I just want to almost like demystify a few things and go into to everything that I can today. But before we start, as always, I'm going to be sharing with you Marina Beach's Oracle cards, Akashic Oracle cards. Okay, today's is Transforming Fears. And yet it's got such a beautiful, the kind of like the card itself has got this woman who is clearly holding herself out to all this beautiful light energy. And there's this lovely, gorgeous like flow of butterflies sort of just coming out beside her. So I think this is all about letting go of fear and facing whatever it is that you might feel challenged by or that's maybe potentially kind of in your way. And what this card is about is taking action. So this is a card that is confirming that you have fears that are ready to be alchemized and released. Feeling fear is part of the human experience and one that keeps you safe. Interesting. Usually your fears are unnecessary, yet they have the ability to hold you back from change, transformations, and any new realities that you seek. 100%. Your fears will be held in different parts of your being. Yep, the mind, the body, and the aura. The physical, the mental, and the spiritual. And they'll either be rooted in different timelines or lifetimes, and they're simply projected onto you. Identifying where your fear comes from, and is it even yours? And the deeper that you reflect and witness your insecurities, the more power that you gain to transmute them. Activate a healing in your records to release all fear that no longer supports you. And again, you know, the invocation with this is so incredibly powerful. I move through my fears with ease and with grace. Perfect. And, you know, energy work, actually, thinking about that, is to a certain extent, it incorporates all of that within it, because what you're able to do with energy work is not just go to the Akashic Records, which is an amazing place to start. And, you know, had it not been for the Akashic Records work that I had done myself with Marina, I would never have worked through the various different levels of guilt and shame and fear and all of these things that was coming up from the failings of my previous business. I would never have been able to work through all of that. Who knows, I might not even be here today. And so for me, the Akashic Records is very powerful, very healing, but also equally, the energy work that we can do is going to help you to cleanse certain layers within our soul, certain layers within the physical, human, physical, mental, spiritual, you know, in terms of like all these different layers. Oh, just this is going to be a great episode, and I hope that you enjoy it. I'm going to start actually by talking about human design. So a guy from Canada, Robert Krakauer, he was the guy that basically wrote in the 80s the human design and all of the 12, I call them archetypes, the five different unique energy sets, the 192 carnation souls, all of those things. He was the guy that designed this. We know him now as Ra Uruhu. And really, this was bringing together principles of... So he based it from principles of the I Ching, the astrology, Kabbalah, some of the more Western chakra energy systems. And also there's a bit of quantum physics as well in human design. So it's not just one thing. It's quite a lot. But what I do know, and I've studied myself in this, is that, you know, there are five types, 12 profiles, 192 incarnations, 36 channels or 64 gates, and 9 body centers. And it's not... So when we talk about human design, people go, oh yeah, it's probably just a load of nonsense. And a lot of people, when they have their human design readings, they just kind of go into it on a very brief level. They don't really understand the multiple, and it's very personal as well, but they don't understand the many different layers within it. Okay, so they only get what I call like a cheap kind of, they're told what they want to hear. They literally get an oversight. And they often, you know, let's think, have you had your human design done? Do you understand it? Do you know what all parts of this body graph actually means? Have you seen your body graph? Has somebody explained how human design actually works? And a lot of the time people don't know this. And this is why I just wanted to share just briefly, not loads, but just to really kind of give you an insight into whether or not it's the latest craze, let's say, or whether there's any real substance to human design. So what I love about it more than anything is that, you know, when we were born into this world, our energy, for a start, I mean, I don't know if you are aware of this or not, but I don't know whether this is an actual scientific fact either, so I wouldn't like to be quoted on this, but I do remember seeing that our egg, if you like, the seed of us, the first part where our energy was formed, we were inside our grandmother's womb. Okay, so our grandmother, for me, my beautiful Nanny C, I would have been inside her womb. She passed that egg through to my mother, and then my mother had me. So how beautiful is that? So we come through all of those experiences. We've lived through our grandmother, we've lived through our mother, and now we are born. So this is why sometimes, you know, we can't always explain everything. But what I love about the human design is that when we finally did make our way into this world, and believe you me, our lives are so incredibly precious, there was a position, a planetary position of the sun, the moon, the earth. And in human design, you can see these 26 planetary activations, which essentially are the celestial bodies where all the planets were and everything, including like our north and south node. And what are we conscious of and what are we subconsciously carrying through with us? Okay, and literally the timing of your birth, the exact location of your birth, all of these things bear incredible relevance. Having said that, a lot of people say to me, oh, I don't really know the time that I was born. And, you know, sometimes that is down to an intuition. Sometimes, like for me, being psychic, I can go in and I can have that conversation with soul and soul guides and retrieve it. But it's so important. And just to think, like, the moment that you were born defined on so many levels who you are, you know, and you can read so much about your energetic design, your individual characteristics and ways that you achieve self-mastery, what you're born for in this lifetime to understand or to learn. As humans, I see us all overcomplicate 100%, like we get in our way. Once you realise how easy it is and what really you're just here to do, it becomes simple. And also the channels, you know, and the gates and understanding that this is like different ways in which you, as a unique, totally unique individual, you have these characteristics within you, these ways of being. And so it's almost like I reflect a mirror back at you when you hear your own human design, because it's often the things that you either take for granted. You see so much of yourself, but it's lovely to kind of witness that this is why. And it's this self-discovery, really, that goes so incredibly deep. And the body centres themselves, you know, and how we're guided, really, through our everyday consciousness and choices that we make. So that, to me, is, you know, in a very brief synopsis, but it wraps up human design perfectly. And when we think about human design, how incredibly important that is at a soul level, we get this real and infinite understanding of there's not really a coincidence. You know, I'll give you an example, and again, it will come to me because it's the fairest thing to do. I've done over 80, coming up for 80 readings now, and I have devised my own system like Ra Uruhu had, with the principles of I Ching and astrology and all of that. I've created my own modality, Soul Energetics, which essentially is a little bit of numerology, which I'm a qualified numerologist. It's a little bit of human design. I'm a qualified human design practitioner. And also just my love and understanding of the gene keys. So there's a mixture of all of those things in the sessions that I do. And then I think, you know, as we go into the energy work, I'll explain a little bit more about the energy side as well of soul energetics. But, you know, ultimately, you know, understanding all of these things at soul level is so incredibly powerful for ourselves. And it's knowing, like, all of these things gives ourselves permission, you know, to be who we are. And my example of this is, as a child, when I was growing up, you know, I don't want to kind of go on about the past, but my parents, my mum and my stepdad and my brothers felt that I had this out there energy, and I was often too much, which then meant when I wanted to explain what happened to me as a child, I wasn't believed. And throughout all my life, I've been the one that is the black sheep. I often don't keep friendships because quite a lot of the time my energy has this thing of kind of pushing people away. And it wasn't until 3.5 years ago when I realised through my own human design that, oh my gosh, you know, this isn't because of what I've come through or my life experiences that have shaped me. I am actually a manifester. I am here to have this big energy. And a lot of manifestors as children aren't really seen for who they are. It can be a threat. You know, if you've got family members that want to be the centre of attention, it can be too much. And it can trigger people. And our energy can be very polarising. The fact that I, in terms of like my profile, I'm a 2-4, which is an opportunist and a hermit, kind of all wrapped into one, or should I say hermit opportunist. But again, it's that going out there to create these opportunities, but also wanting to get home, flick my shoes off and walk around with my bra and pants on, do you know what I mean? So I just, it's that type of thing. So I will be the one that says, yeah, I really want to go and do these things. But then when it comes to it, I go, I'm really tired. I'd rather stay at home. And so over time, I've learnt to not commit to certain things until the day when I've got the energy to be able to say and to make those decisions. And I used to hold a lot of guilt about this, but I don't anymore. And I used to feel a lot of, I wanted to prove myself to my parents and my worth. And now I don't. Like, I stand in my own fucking power. And so that's what human design does. It gives you these powerful insights that can take you from looking within, almost like punishing yourself within, wearing a mask or behaving in a particular way of what's expected, but you can be free to be your own person. And that's what I love about it. And that's why there are parts of it that I have integrated into my own modality, soul energetics, such as creating my own energetic strategy types, my own 12 soul archetypes. And I've actually written my own 192 soul carnations. So just so as people can really get to grips with, you know, their soul essence of who they are.
Proudly sponsoring the Soul Business Success podcast show. I'm Marina Beach, the Soul Alchemist, Akashic Record Master, teacher and channel, who uses the potent etheric realms to clear karmic blocks and activates life and business breakthroughs. Creator of the Akashic Oracle, the keys to unlocking your future. Invest in your own Akashic Oracle cards by visiting my website, marinabeach.co.uk. These powerfully coded and illustrated cards reveal deep insights into your Akashic records, across 7 chambers, ranging from business to wealth, self-discovery and vitality. Access your free masterclass at any time on my website, marinabeach.co.uk.
And in business, our energetic strategy, okay, this is maybe our, if you think about this, you know, how we win business, how we nurture our clients, what's the best launch method, you know, are you going to be like a manifesting generator that has an active sacrum? You can find all these things out in the body graph. You can look at this within the energetic type as well, and you can really get to understand, like, what's the best way to do things? Are you better to, like me, inform people, make sure that everyone's aware? Or are you better waiting for these opportunities? But again, it's very personal. In business, how soul energetics and human design helps you is with your strengths, your superpowers, knowing them, claiming them, holding on to them. It's your soul's calling, your how-tos, understanding, like, you know, this is my mission. Like, it doesn't have to be this complicated. I had one session, I'll always remember it, and she said, so is that it? Is that my soul mission? And I went, yeah. And she went, that's amazing. So I can just go and be. And I was like, yeah. And she went, that's all I've ever wanted to do. And I went, well, there you go. So you can really play, okay, with your strengths. And also, you know, you can be aware of your weaknesses. So one of my weaknesses is I can be a fiery little fox, okay? I can be like, if somebody stands in my way, or like if my partner says no, it's taken me a long time to balance my energy. And this is something that I've had to work on. And again, I'm giving you my example. But I realised that I'm an emotional manifester. So sometimes when somebody kind of steps in the way of my manifestations, watch out, world, because I'm like, rah! So I've realised that that's a weakness. You know, I've had to really work on this. And I'm really proud of myself, because as a child, I would be very volatile, very like, as an adult now, and as somebody that takes very much personal responsibility, I'm able to manage my emotions a lot more and make decisions not based from these up and down waves of emotions, but of when I feel a lot calmer. So I hope that that's given you some insights, because I don't think it's the latest craze. I think it's the ultimate way of being and understanding who you are at such a soul level. Like, if that was a craze, it would be a one-hit wonder. You know, this Ra'uru, who's the human design, everything about it, he created this in the 80s, and some of the modalities that are brought together, I mean, the Kabbalah, you know, quantum physics, like, these things have been going for many, many, many years. Let's talk about ascension. And let's talk about energy. So when we talk about ascension, I've talked, you know, I have in other episodes that I've obviously recorded and shared with you, I've talked to you about some of the symptoms, some of the ways that we can integrate it into our business. I've talked a lot about ascension, and I'll continue to do so. And one of my podcast hosts, which is the amazing Tim Wild, you know, if you want to broaden your own spiritual intelligence and your connection, your deeper connection to soul, to activate any of these wonderful new ascension energies, then you just have to go and follow him on YouTube. He's got an amazing account and it will help you. But for now, I want to talk about our ascension in terms of like old chakra, new chakra, old energy, new energy. So old energy, as we know it at the moment, is third dimensional energy. Okay. And, you know, for many of us, we know that this stems from when the Atlanteans, we're talking like 11,000 years, and it's all very much, there is no historical proof. Many of us have channeled through these highly advanced intelligent beings. I've worked with the Atlantean energy now for almost 3 years and maybe a bit longer. And one of the things that I've really realised is all of my work really does underpin the Atlantean energy. And, you know, not necessarily as it was, but as it is in the world today. And what we're seeing is the third dimensional way of thinking is very much shadowed. And so the fifth dimensional way of thinking is the highest consciousness. for ourselves individually and for us as humanity. And so with the ascension journey itself, what we're seeing is this shift from 3D to 5D, which ultimately is a higher frequency. It's being allowed more light into our energetic body, so our physical body. And how we do this is we're opening up and activating these advanced energetic systems, these new chakras. And this is something that I was inspired to start learning about through the amazing Tim. And I followed his work, and I've been using this with my clients now for a year and a half. And I've been using it for myself for a little bit longer. And my God, you know, the effects of being, I mean, honestly, those that know me know my story and have followed me for some time will be like, yeah, I can see it. I can totally see it. You can see it. I can feel it. Like, and I know that my clients who, you know, come and join me for my quarterly spiritual events, where often we're doing energy work, there's nothing like it. It's absolutely a game changer. It's life changing. And the reason being is I'm not working with the old third dimensional energy system anymore. I'm working with the Atlantean advanced healing energy system. And so this is having this amazing, incredible impact on our ascension and what we do and don't feel, and the amount of light that we can let in, the love that we can let in, you know, openly and receive through our heart and then send out and transmute to others. And so how this actually works in terms of our energy is the old energy system was based very much on using the seven chakras. The seven chakras that you see in things like Reiki and have probably worked on in terms of meditation and cleansing and rebalancing your own energy systems. You know, helping to support you to feel in flow, raising your own personal vibration, personal healing, to allow yourself to unstuck, if you like, emotions and feelings trapped within the physical body. And these all have an impact, by the way, on our spiritual well-being. They have a massive impact on this. And what I do is I now work, and again, it was originally 13 chakras, and over the last year and a half, it's now advanced to 15 chakras. And I'm sure as our ascension journey it improves and we go up into this higher dimensional energy and higher frequency energy, you know, we may even see it expand, because some of the more Eastern, if you like, modalities and medicinal practices in terms of chakra work, some people are working on 100 chakras, but for the ascension journey itself at the moment it's 15. And you know, the old way was we would have the root chakra at the base of our spine, the sacral in our womb, the solar plexus just above our belly button, the heart in the center of our chest, our throat in our throat, our third eye between the eyebrows, and our crown on top of our head. And they would have their old colours. And so, you know, you would have like different colours denoting to different chakras. And now with these significant, powerful upgrades of fifth dimensional energy and healing, which all comes through from the Atlanteans, what we're seeing is we've now got what we call an earth star, which is under the soles of our feet. We have, instead of the root, it's the base chakra, still at the bottom of the back of the spine. Still have the sacral, so you can see that they're still here, the older chakras. But then we also have underneath our belly button the navel, still have the solar plexus, still have the heart, but then above the heart we have the thymus, the higher heart. Still have the throat, then at the bottom, at the back of our skull, the base of our head, the neck, we have the ulna major. We still have the third eye, we still have the crown. Then we have these transcendent chakras that are above our head, and those are our personal moon, the causal chakra, the soul star, the stellar gateway, and the solar junction. And those are the new ones. So can you see how much more light we can expand within ourselves in terms of our energetic healing and allowing more light, and in terms of like healing all these different layers, these old stuck emotions and energy and all that's being triggered in terms of our ascension journey. And how this really helps you in your business is by certain chakras activate certain characteristics. So if we're still being stuck back by not being able to speak about our divine gifts in our business, if we're unable to really connect with our soul calling, these different chakras will have a part to play. And this is what I'm teaching in soul energetics for the practitioners, is this new way of working with these energies, but also mixing it with the human design and with the beautiful cosmic energy as well, the numerology.
My name is Tim Wild. I run Tim Wild Practical Ascension, and I am a very proud sponsor of Kelly Vikings and her amazing new podcast series, Soul Business Success. My job here is to anchor light in, find out where we're going, what we're doing on this planet. And you can find out a little bit more about me on my website, www.timwild.com, or Facebook, Tim Wild Practical Ascension, and I'm there on YouTube as well.
So I think lastly, I just want to really touch base on how this really helps support you in terms of having these new chakras, and why I believe it's not a craze or some sort of quick fix. You know, these things do take time. I am also a qualified energy practitioner, and I work using some, and again, it's a beautiful way of doing it, but energy codes. I learnt this through my mentor, Gemma Went, and it's a lovely way of removing blocks and working on things like specifically like self-sabotage and things like this. But the Atlantean way is deeply spiritual, and you really notice a difference, I think, on how you show up in your business. That's the most important part, is your actual energy consumption. And once you've got this right, you can then activate all the other layers as well within you. You know, it helps support your ascension timeline. It allows you to receive light codes. It activates powerful transmissions. It accesses higher dimensions and realms. It raises your fifth dimensional frequency so you can access the 12th dimension and above. It raises your fifth dimensional frequencies to allow you to communicate higher with maybe the higher realms. It's divine magic. It amplifies all of your divine gifts. It helps you to see the invisible, stretch beyond the shield. It helps you to cleanse any auric attacks, any karmic energy. It helps you to receive the light of the multiverse. It removes fears. It cleanses and purifies energy centers. It accesses ancient wisdoms. It connects you with your highest self. It cleanses old paradigms and timelines, and it expands timelines. The list goes on with this type of work, and so it, for me, it's definitely not a craze. It is absolutely, without a doubt, a significant improvement on how we it affects and impacts our choices, our consciousness, influencing our physical, emotional and spiritual. It allows us to get the angelic assistance that we need. And with our crystals for me is a big part of this, as it was with the Atlanteans, to activate each of those chakra points. I want you to see how powerful this is. It knows how powerful it is. It's here to remove what has been a smoke barrier, a smoke screen over us as human beings for a long, long time. And what we're doing here is we're reclaiming that power for ourselves and for each other. So this is why, for me, you know, working with our ascension process, raising our light frequency, our personal frequency, bringing it into alignment with the third dimension, you know, raising that into what we know as the fifth dimension, it is all about advanced energy healing and allowing yourselves permission to increase your own consciousness, to increase your own way of being. And the chakras have a different purpose now, which support all of that. And I hope that I've given you some inspiration to think about maybe this new energy system and how it can support and help you. And I know that my work has gone on to support so many people that have removed money blocks, that have removed fear of working in a particular way, that has activated many of their divine gifts, that has cleansed their, if you like, their old programming and old patterns, that has allowed them to receive so much light into their lives. They've gone from feeling anxious, stressed, maybe having anxiety, to actually feeling for the first time in their lives free again. This is what soul energetics practitioner work is about. And for me, this is why it's important for me to build this legacy. So is my work now, the stuff that I have channeled. And there's much more. I mean, you know, I bring a lot of crystal work into what I do as well. And so, yeah, this is why it's so important. It's creating that legacy. And, you know, one of the new things that I'm working on now is creating these sessions with me as well, frequency codes, which is, again, all about this advanced energy healing, because I genuinely believe that this is not a craze. This isn't a fad one moment thing. This is something that I've committed my life to. This is something that my calling, my soul calling, calls for me to bring to the world. This is something that I've worked extensively and invested lots of money in creating for myself and for others. And, you know, I'm proud to have sat and watched and observed through the likes of Tim Wilde to really embody some of these gorgeous practices and modalities in my own work, and to be able to share them with you now on my podcast show is really powerful. So again, thank you for listening. If you've got any questions on this, or you want to understand like how to become a soul energetics practitioner, or maybe, you know, how to have, once they're up and running, the frequency code sessions, then just reach out, ask me, because I'm always here to answer. And I love it when people get curious about things. So I'd love to be able to help support you in activating your highest frequency and personal power. Thank you for listening, everyone. Thank you for listening to Soul Business Success. I would love for you to come back and listen to some more. So make sure you have rated, reviewed, and subscribed to my show, Soul Business Success. And whilst you're there, this is an invitation to come and join me and other entrepreneurs just like you in Soul Business Success, the free Facebook community. Hope to see you soon.